Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor here in the fraud department. May I please have your name?
Debbie Fulton.
Okay, thank you. And could you confirm your address for me, please?
7572 South Burma Road, Smolin, Kansas.
All right, give me 1 second, get that account pulled up here. All right, and I do have the account here where a sweepstakes offer was completed to purchase a KitchenAid mixer. With you paying the $5 shipping and handling fee for the mixer, there were additional terms and conditions that it would be enrolling the account into Bitub, which is a meal plan app. Do you remember paying your $5 shipping fee for that KitchenAid mixer?
Yes.
Okay, so what happened? Again, there were some terms and conditions listed with you paying just the shipping, that you'd be enrolled into additional offers. So the Bitub was offered to you to try, and it is a monthly subscription charge of $59.89.
I don't want that.
Okay, well, your account was canceled with the previous agent. Being that we're not going to go ahead and proceed with filing fraudulent charges, I do see your latest charge was billed on the 7th of May. The most that I could do is a courtesy refund of 75% of that for you. It would be $44.92.
All right.
Okay, give me one moment. I'll place you on a brief hold to get that issue for you. Okay, and I do have the $44.92 refunded. It does take 3 to 5 business days to get that back to your account. And going forward, your account has been closed, so no future charges will be billed to you, okay?
And if I purchased a mixer, where's the mixer?
That's going to be a separate offer for you. You wouldn't have to go back to your emails to read about that.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Frauding people. I'm going to turn you into the business.